An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales, Book 3, Chapter 16. On the Practice of Spiritual Riches Amidst Real Poverty. If you are really poor, then above all, be poor in spirit, and make a virtue of necessity by using that precious stone, poverty, to its best advantage. We do not see its glory in this world, and yet it is most beautiful and rich. Have patience. You are in good company. Our Lord, our Blessed Lady, the apostles and numberless saints were poor and despised the riches which they might have enjoyed. How many, great in this world, have, in spite of opposition, sought to embrace holy poverty in cloisters and hospitals? Saint Alexius, Saint Paul, Saint Paulina, Saint Angela, and many others sought for her earnestly, while to you she vouchsafes to come and offer herself. You have found her without search and without trouble. Embrace poverty as the beloved of Jesus Christ, who was born, lived, and died with poverty, who was his companion during his whole life. Your poverty has two great privileges which may profit you greatly. First, that it was God's will and not your own choice that you should be poor. And that which we receive entirely from the will of God is always acceptable to him, if we do but take it to heart and for love of his holy will. The less of ourselves, the more of God. And suffering is greatly purified by a pure and simple acquiescence in God's will. The second privilege is that poverty is a real poverty, a poverty which is praised, caressed, esteemed, and succored, is not genuine poverty, and it partakes of the nature of riches, and at any rate it is far removed from real poverty. But when poverty is despised, rejected, reproached, and forsaken, then it is real poverty. And such usually is the poverty of secular people, for men who are poor, not voluntarily, but of necessity, are not thought much of, and for that very reason their poverty is more truly poor than that of professed religious, although religious poverty has a special and great charm by reason of its vow and of its motive. Do not, then, complain of your poverty, for we only complain of that which displeases us. And if poverty displeases you, you are no longer poor in spirit, but your heart would willingly be otherwise. Neither be troubled because you have less assistance than you need, for therein lays the excellence of poverty. To wish to be poor without suffering any inconvenience is to be awfully ambitious, for then you aim at the honor of poverty and the convenience of wealth. Do not be ashamed of being poor or of seeking charitable alms. Receive what is given you in humility and bear refusals with meekness. Remember how our Blessed Lady traveled into Egypt with her dear son, and how much contempt, poverty, and suffering they endured. If you do likewise, you will be very rich in your poverty. End of chapter 16.